This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another dark minisode for season 19. And as we get towards the end of season 19, we have got not only a very unusual minisode for you this week, but one I have personal experience in. But more to follow on that. Of course, as we hit that season break after the finale, we have a few weeks rest, but our Patreons don't. For them, the paranormal fun continues. So if you've ever considered being a Patreon, now is the time. Head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Over there, our Patreons literally shape the show. And I've banged on enough about how wonderful the community is over there, only because it's true. You also get everything on the main feed early and ad-free. And of course, you can gain access to the full back catalogue of Dark Bites, the show that's released every Sunday of the year without fail, which is now totalling over 100 hours of Patreon-only content, ghost stories you haven't heard. Head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But we're here for a minisode, and today's experience is slightly short, but I think it's important for everyone to know that although we believe in a topic that many people think is not possible, or as we've heard in many accounts, our imagination's running away with us, but what's fascinating about Erica's experience today is that it's not just coming out of the blue. The experience she relays to us, these meditation tapes that she refers to, are in fact very real. Known officially as the Gateway Experience, they were developed by the Munro Institute, a research organization focusing on consciousness. Now, what's particularly intriguing is that the CIA actually declassified a document in 2003 titled Analysis and Assessment of the Gateway Process. It was originally written in 1983 by U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Wayne M. McDonnell. Now, in this report, McDonnell, tasked with evaluating these tapes, and I would imagine issued as a task with a 99.9% chance of it being all nonsense, well, McDonnell didn't write them off as nonsense nor pseudoscience. The Gateway Process is built around the idea of something called hemisync, or hemispheric synchronization. It aims to bring the left and right hemispheres of the brain into a unified state using binaural audio beats. The theory is that this altered brainwave state allows for expanded consciousness, including, potentially, out-of-body experiences, astral travel, and remote viewing. To quote direct from the report, the Gateway Experience is based on a fundamentally coherent and intellectually satisfying model of how consciousness functions, if the techniques are applied with precision. It is possible to achieve an out-of-body state. And that's a CIA document. If you go to the CIA website and search their files, their declassified files, it's entitled Analysis and Assessment of the Gateway Process. And with those words direct from McDonald's report, this is Erica's email. Hi Kev, my name is Erica, and you may use my name. And I have a short collection of personal experiences with you. I wanted to send them in, but wasn't completely sure how they'd be received, as they're quite short, and especially as one involves a shadow figure, which I know can be contentious. I hope you will find them interesting at least. I enjoy binging episodes of your podcast at work, as often I work alone. So please keep up the wonderful work. I've always loved ghost stories, starting very young with stories my grandfather would tell me. Despite my love for all things paranormal, I've never had experiences myself growing up. But my love for these things has driven me, along with my husband, to experiment in the occult, in hopes that the adage you always say about when you look into the abyss, sometimes it will look back at you, is true. A few months ago, my husband and I began experimenting with meditations. Not just any stress-relieving meditations, but ones that had been suggested online to open your mind to spiritual happenings. Before anyone asks, no drug use or alcohol was involved, and yes, we have working carbon monoxide detectors. I came across a particularly interesting set of meditations known as the Gateway Tapes. The creator of these tapes claimed that listening to all of the tapes would allow listeners to eventually astral project. Curious, my husband and I decided we would listen to them. And listen to them we did, on average one tape a day. I would listen first, being stay at home at the time, and he would listen in the evening after he came home from the office. Afterwards, we would sit together on the couch in the living room and talk about it, then watch TV and retire to bed. The first few meditation sessions led to headaches for me, along with some very interesting physical sensations, such as limb numbness and a sort of physical detachment from the body. These were not relaxing tapes, not to me, despite the language used being calm. Each one would contain a set of guided practices the listener must do, along with the sounds and background noise. Listening with over-ear headphones is advised. I would be tense the whole time whilst listening, sometimes even unsettled, as if facing a punishment or watching a disturbing video clip. My husband started having vivid dreams and sleep paralysis-like symptoms after he started listening. The way the tapes work, they claim, to sync the hemispheres of your brain. I didn't really think it would do anything when I began, so I was surprised to be seeing physical effects. The next thing that happened was whilst we were watching TV one evening. A strong waft of cigarette smoke drifted through our living room where we were sitting. It went right past the couch, filling the room. Neither of us nor our neighbours smoke. There were no windows open. An investigation outside led to an empty street. But we both smelt this smoke, which faded soon after, never to reappear. The next event happened a few days later. Again, we're watching TV after my husband finished his meditation, and I saw a distinct dark figure peer at us on the couch from behind the short hallway wall in the kitchen. It looked at us for a moment and then hid back behind the wall. The figure was also completely shadowed and stood tall with only its head, shoulders, and part of its torso peeking out unnaturally from behind the wall, watching me and my husband. It had no features, just shadow, fuzzy on the edges, not solid but not translucent. My husband didn't see it, but all the hair on my body stood on end and my heart started pounding. I knew instinctively that someone was stood there. I felt like I'd just had a close call with danger. I felt like there was a breach, such as a door left unlocked or a window left open. A strange, almost indescribable feeling. An investigation behind that small wall led to nothing. Just the empty corner. The third event happened another day or so later, and occurred when I was in the middle of a tape. I'd messaged my husband before starting that I would be meditating and not to disturb me. I'd shut the door, put on an eye mask and some earplugs and my bone-conducting headphones, and I started the tape. I was partway through when I heard loud footsteps jogging up the stairs. The door to the bedroom swung open into the dresser next to me with a slam. And then there was a pause before it quietly shut again. Figuring it was my husband, I felt irritated that he hadn't read my text. I ignored him, didn't move, and continued to meditate. When I was done, I came downstairs to the basement to ask what he needed. His response, "What do you mean?" I raised my eyebrows. "You came upstairs just a while ago. I was meditating." "No," he said. "I've been down here the whole time." I asked him if he was messing with me, and he adamantly denied it. I told him what had happened, and he was also a little freaked out. We haven't done any more tapes, mostly due to time constraints, and nothing else has happened since. I think the Gateway tapes are aptly named, and that perhaps something had come through to check us out. Maybe audio does have the power to convey hauntings. Or maybe the tape's claims about promoting astral projection also promote the appearance of spirits. Perhaps I was just in a more suggestible state of mind. I never got to the astral projection point, nor did my husband. One thing is for sure, though. If that wasn't my husband on the stairs, I don't like the idea of it being that tall, faceless shadow figure. I'd love to know what you think about the tapes, if you've heard them, and if you know anyone who's tried them. If you haven't, I'd encourage you to check them out as they are interesting. Thank you for reading, Erica. Well, Erica, first and foremost, thank you for such a different email than what we usually receive. Now, I've a personal anecdote regarding these tales. You see, when I was at my most stressed when I worked as a box office manager in the Liverpool Arena was at the time when we were given the challenge or task of hosting the first post/end-of-COVID-era event. It was two events across two separate sites that we had to both staff and also arrange ticketing for. Now, the government, let's just say, would move the goalposts on what was required literally on a daily basis, and we all, the whole team, were working 15-hour days just to try and get through the amount of customer service issues. Obviously, as a manager, you need to lead by example, and therefore I stupidly gave myself no time off and was on about my 15th straight day when my partner pointed out I was not sleeping. And she was right, I was going to bed, and I was thinking about the following day or the day that's just been. So I went scouring the YouTube dark hole for some sleep meditation tapes, and I came across the Gateway Process Focus 10, or Tape 10. Now, I was aware of the Munro Institute because, like yourselves, I've been into the topic since a young lad, but I gave this tape a try, and basically one part of the tape at the beginning asks you to place all of your worldly thoughts or worries into a container and then lock the container and then turn the other way and carry on with whatever speech is being said. Now, during this time, there's also a lot of breathwork prior and post, and there's the sound of the sea in the background, like Erica says, binaurally going from one ear through to the other. Now, for some reason, I really resonated with that voice, and when it told me to place my stress in the box and lock it, it worked for me, and I got my sleep pattern back. So I didn't really hear anything post maybe 5 minutes in of Focus 10. Now, on YouTube and other certain places, you can find these tapes, the full tapes. And I never tried any other of the meditations, only 10, because it worked for me. And as I say, I mean the first 5 minutes worked for me, and I was out like a light. But, as I think I've told you before, I have experienced astral projection when I was a teenager, and I can definitely say, hand on heart, as real as this computer, this podcast, etc. is real, so is astral projection. And for those of you who've never heard the tale, I will very briefly give you the synopsis. I read a book, or should I say I read a chapter of a book, which was How to Do Astral Projection. I then tried what it said and I fell asleep. When I woke up, and this is in an afternoon, I sat up in bed and I thought immediately, I can still feel the mattress on my back. But before I could finish that thought, I was back lying down and I couldn't move. I had full-on sleep paralysis. And slowly I got pins and needles everywhere and my body, as one, came back to life. Now, as I say, I read one chapter because I wanted to do it. I wanted to try it. When it worked, I don't think I slept for maybe 3 or 4 nights because it took place when I didn't expect it to. So every night when I was about to drop off to sleep, I would jolt awake in fear it would happen again. And then I read the other chapters, and it does mention creatures from lower vibrations that can come through in the astral plane. Or should I say, the etheric plane. Because according to what I read within that book, basically, when you come out of your body, if you see your own body and your own surroundings, you're on the etheric plane, you then almost need to do the same meditation in your astral state to reach the astral plane. But one of the most surprising documented conclusions from the CIA analysis states that the process could potentially allow the practitioner to move beyond the constraints of time and space. Which sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi novel or one of those adverts you click on YouTube or Facebook, which shows some new age guru trying to take you into their method of thinking. We're talking about the CIA. But McDonald cautioned that while the method had promise, replicable scientific proof was lacking, and the government at the time couldn't fully justify pouring more money into it. Still, his closing remarks on the investigation he was asked to do are intriguing, because he ended his CIA report with the following. I believe the gateway process is indeed a remarkable tool for exploring consciousness and accelerating human development. So while the CIA did not go full steam ahead, they certainly didn't dismiss it either. The report for me is one of the most intriguing declassified paranormal reports from a three-letter agency. You can even, as I say, head over to the CIA's Freedom of Information Act database and search the Gateway Experience. Because it makes you think. In this surprising, amazing, and terrifying world of the paranormal that we all love, what documents or investigations have these three-letter agencies carried out and have chosen to not declassify? But of course, we've all just got overactive imaginations, right? When Erica says the Gateway tapes are aptly named, I think she may be more right than she realises. Thank you all for joining me on this week's minisode, and we'll be back next week for our penultimate dark minisode of season 19. Until then, stay safe and take care.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.